Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2403, Beach Buggies LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend conditions of approval for conditional use number 1492, which is ordinance number 1653, relating to contracting work, office work, and general business to be conducted on the site, and also relating to the occupancy of the units as a principal place of business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 10.8 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Lighthouse Road, which is Route 54, approximately 0.41 mile northwest of Dickerson Road, which is Sussex County Route 389. The 911 address is 38288 London Avenue, which is Unit 51, located in Selbyville. The tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 18, Parcel 61.01, and staff would note it's a portion of that parcel. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the original site plan, which is approved on December 30th of 2004. We have a copy of Ordinance Number 1653 for CU 1492. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of a letter from Sussex County Engineering Department. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the deed for the property, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Yes, sir.
This is great because I was sweating this all day. My name is Joseph Tribal. I'm representing our family business, Beach Buggies. We sell golf carts and we service golf carts. We're located in the Williamsville Industrial Park. We have kind of found a niche of selling golf carts down here and helping people that already have golf carts down here fix golf carts. So they're not retaining, they're just little basic working on with a certain golf cart vendor or, you know, so we can help this side of the Selbyville side of town. We do reach out and we do mobile work. So,
Okay. You want to tell us a little bit about the parcel and what's around it?
Yep, it's Williamsville Industrial Park. It's at 3288 London Avenue. We do have unit 50 through 53. Unit 51 is the main unit, the entrance. It's a commercial type setting with commercial properties around it. There's multiple businesses in there. I know there's some contractors using it for storage and stuff like that.
Other businesses nearby?
Yes, there is. There's
Sweet Disposition.
Sweet, thank you. Which I am diabetic, so I have to smell it all day long. I can't eat it, so that kills me. Yeah, it's rough. I do, however, frequent there for my wife, so and the ladies that work for us. So, yes, Sweet Disposition. And I know down the street there's braziers, the carpet, brazier pests. Okay.
All right, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start once again with Mr. Mears.
Just a few questions to build the record. Does all your work take place within the units, or do you need to park golf carts outside?
During the day, we'll move some carts outside and move them around. We do display golf carts in front of the building. As far as overnight, there's no golf carts left outside. They stay indoors. We do mobile service as well. So if a customer calls Treasure Beach, stuff like that, we'll run down there and help them.
What would your hours of operation and days you would be open be?
So we're gonna be 6 days a week, and I'm saying this kind of lightly because I did watch about 25 of these, or listen to about 25 of these last night. And I said, sign, hours operation, and oil was the big things, right?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, so our hours of operation are 9 to 5 now, but it will vary during the season. So right now, I would say we're there a little bit later in the evenings and stuff like that. During the winter, we'll probably close up a little bit earlier.
So like
Point to make is that this is actually an amendment to an existing conditional use. So, like, for example, there's not any hours of operation, and this is for everybody knows, Mr. Mears. There's not any hours of operation on this sort of small business park, you know. So, really, what this is pretty limited in what he's asking to do, because he can already do his business there, sort of. The issue is amending the conditions. Condition one of the conditional use, it said that it's only to be used for indoor storage purposes, so we would need to change that condition if you're in favor of it. It says there shall not be any outside storage. That would have to be amended on this site. Another condition said there shall be no contracting work, office work, or general business conducted on the site, and none of the units shall be occupied as the principal place of business. So we'd have to change that. That's what he's asking, is to change that condition. And I don't know, this one may or may not apply, number five. None of the units shall be used as contractors' workshops. It's probably worth clarifying that you can do golf cart repairs, because that's a kind of workshop. So just kind of keep that in mind. It's not, you know, starting from square one on this. It's really working within an existing approval that applies out there. So sorry for the interruption.
After that, I have no more questions.
We do not do gas golf carts, so most of the neighborhoods require electric. So there's no oil storage, because I...
No hazardous chemicals.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you for the clarification, Mr. Robertson, because I know there's several businesses there, and I was wondering why, but with the conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have no questions. Thank you.
Ms. Hoisty.
So the only thing that you would dispose of, like, I guess, are batteries sometimes, Don?
Yes, but there's cores for batteries.
You just
so
do the core thing.
If you brought me your cart and you said, I need new batteries,
right,
we'll bring in your new batteries, and your new batteries will leave as a core.
No more questions?
Thank you.
Okay. Staff, anything? Nope.
None for me, thank you.
Just one for me, just kind of following what I just said. Because you're one business in the park, any changes that were made would affect, you know, the entire park. You know, so it wouldn't be saying that just you could have your office and business be operated out of. It would be that anybody could within this park. Are there other businesses operating that way now? With, you know,
I mean, I'm unsure. I mean, I know there's.
I don't want to sell anybody out, but yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, I know Sweet Dispositions there.
Yeah.
But I think it's more of, you know, I think it's more for somewhere for a contractor to go and,
right,
you know.
Have you talked to does the landlord, I guess that you rent, right? Does the landlord know that you've applied for this condition?
I have the landlord here with me.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll hear from him. So, okay. Or her. All right. That's all. Just because it's more than just you. That's why I just want to make sure, you know, that everybody understands that we're covering the, I guess, all six buildings out there, however many it is, not just your business. So, all right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? All right, sir.
Thank you.
Take a seat nearby. We'll see if anybody here has an interest in your application.
Thanks.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2403, Beach Buggies LLC? Speak in favor.
And in that note, if whoever the landlord is, I don't know who it might be, could just come and testify, just on the record, that there's no objection to the conditional use.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Give us your name. And
it's just an unusual situation where we have one tenant in a larger park that's applied for conditional use, and just make sure that you're good with that, since it impacts the whole park.
My name's Rick Tucker, by the way, and I've had this project for two or three decades, I think. I couldn't have a better tenant with these guys. Their impact on the place is very minimal. They rent a large square footage. I'm totally in favor of it for them. And they've been with me for, I've known them for a long time, so they do a phenomenal job.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yep, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, anybody else like to speak in favor?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, come on up. And you have to give your name again, even though I'm pretty sure I know who you are.
Oh, Ellen McGee, and I live and operate a business in the area. And 19 years ago when Mr. Tucker started this project, he applied for what the need was then, and our need has definitely changed in the 19 years. We don't have enough commercial retail properties in the area, so there is a definite need for this. And I know you can't believe I spoke for it, but yeah, we do need it. With 9,000 more homes coming, it's just wonderful.
Noted, thank you. Okay, anyone else like to speak in favor? Anyone like to speak in opposition? All right, operator, is there anybody standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2403 Beach Buggies LLC?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Doesn't seem like it.
At this time, no one on the line wishes to speak.
All right. Thank you, operator. Commissioners, any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.